Let's do one on Robert, Robert, Bryja, Bryja, Bryja. This is just a paragraph. This is a this is a 72-year-old gentleman with esophageal cancer recently diagnosed. After the patient had issues with gastroesophageal reflux for several months, he'd had hiatal hernia for 30 years, has had weight loss of 55 pounds in the past 3 months. CT scan showed initially no metastatic disease in 2021. Patient subsequently was started on chemotherapy with carbo, C-A-R-B-O, / Taxol. Port placement of a J-tube was done. Patient was referred to radiation oncology. And subsequently, thank you. Patient had initially responded to therapy till June of 2022, where his PET scan showed progression on his cancer, and while he was on immunotherapy. Patient later on was admitted to Memorial Hermann with lethargy, weakness, hypoxemia, respiratory failure. Subsequently required BiPAP, underwent CTA, which showed a pulmonary embolus with RV strain suspected. It was started on heparin drip with severe bilateral lower extremity edema, required Lasix. Patient noted to be in heart failure. Thrombectomy was decided against because of patient's condition. Later on, patient started back on chemotherapy at 9/22/2022. He had finished three cycles of FOLFOX, F-O-L-F-O-X. Despite this treatment, the PET scan showed progression of the disease. Severe weight loss, decreased appetite despite being on Marinol, M-A-R-I-N-O-L, and patient is quite weak, no longer able to ambulate by self. He's also anemic, and last H&H is 7 of 23. Protein calorie malnutrition noted with albumin of 2.7. And total protein of 5.0, period. Patient's family has finally decided, patient and family have finally decided to stop chemo and any further chemotherapy. Patient is also is on oxycodone on a regular basis because of pain. He's not expected to tolerate any new treatment and subsequently has been admitted to hospice for pain control and end-of-life care. Patient is expected to live less than 6 months. And patient's KPS score and currently is at 40%. Patient is expected to lose weight and continue to become obtunded given his aggressive disease and extent of his cancer at this time. Thank you.